Chapter 4. A Flight for Life. On the morning which followed his interview with the Mormon prophet, John Ferrier went in to Salt Lake City, and having found his acquaintance who was bound for the Nevada mountains, he entrusted him with his message to Jefferson Hope. In it, he told the young man of the imminent danger which threatened them, and how necessary it was that he should return. Having done thus, he felt easier in his mind, and returned home with a lighter heart. As he approached his farm, he was surprised to see a horse hitched to each of the posts of the gate. Still more surprised was he on entering to find two young men in possession of his sitting room. One, with a long, pale face, was leaning back in the rocking chair with his feet cocked up upon the stove. The other, a bull-necked youth with coarse, bloated features, was standing in front of the window with his hands in his pockets, whistling a popular hymn. Both of them nodded to Ferrier as he entered, and the one on the rocking chair commenced the conversation.
"Maybe you don't know us," he said. "This here's the son of Elder Drebber, and I'm Joseph Stangerson, who traveled with you in the desert when the Lord stretched out his hand and gathered you into the true fold.
As he will all the nations in his own good time," said the other in a nasal voice. "He grindeth slowly, but exceedingly small."
Joseph Ferrier bowed coldly. He had guessed who his visitors were.
"We have come," continued Stangerson, "at the advice of our fathers, to solicit the hand of your daughter for whichever of us may seem good to you and to her. As I have but four wives, and Brother Drebber here has seven, it appears to me that my claim is the stronger one."
"Nay, nay, Brother Stangerson," cried the other. "The question is not how many wives we have, but how many we can keep. My father has now given over his mills to me, and I am the richer man."
"But my prospects are better," said the other warmly. "When the Lord removes my father, I shall have his tanning yard and his leather factory. Then I am your elder, and am higher in the church."
"It will be for the maiden to decide," rejoined young Drebber, smirking at his own reflection in the glass. "We will leave it all to her decision."